E caro, e caso, e cale. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whichever the time you are listening to this podcast. I'm so excited to be back on this episode, on this podcast. Oh my gosh, guys, I miss you so much. I have missed you guys so much. I don't even know how to describe the way I have missed you guys so much. I miss you guys so much. Emphasis on miss you guys so much. But yeah, I am back. I feel like beginning of the year, I came back. I was like, oh God, I'm back and I'm better. Emma Benu see me. Emma Benu see me. And Benu ne. You cannot be obsessed with me. Thank you very much. So, for those of you who don't know me, if you're listening to this podcast for the very first time, my name is Oluwa Toby. My name is Toby, aka Toby, aka Tobes, aka Tobes the brand, aka Tobes money, aka Tobes spending, aka Tobes the content creator. That one's a new addition because I do the drop content. I do, y'all. I do usually do that. Anyways, my name is Oluwa Toby. I am the host of this amazing podcast, the Vibe Residency Podcast. And if it's your first time here, you're welcome. We love you so much. We're so excited that you're here with us, you know. And if it's not your first time, I want to be Kilo Shele, Kilo Poppy. I really need to ask that question. Kilo Shele, he's been a minute. He's been a minute. Yeah, so I've been off for a while and I was like, how am I going to come back? What should be the topic? So I just thought of a Q&A and I asked some of you, I put up a poll on my Instagram story and I asked some of you to send in questions. And I love those of you that send in your questions. I do love you guys so much. I love you, is a lot. Thank you so much for sending the questions. So I'm going to be answering the questions in this episode. So first, before we get into the episode, I want you guys to do something for me. Just pause what you're listening to right now. Send this podcast to at least 5 people. I know it's very demanding. I know it seems like I'm asking for a lot. But you know, we've been gone for a while. And now that we're coming back, we need people to know about the Vibe Residency Podcast. Don't you think? We're negotiating right now. I'm negotiating with you. Just think people need to know about the Vibe Residency Podcast. Don't you? Anyways, please share this podcast link with your friends, your families. Make sure that there's nobody in your family that didn't know about the Vibe Residency Podcast. She understands. Thank you so much. Now, into the episode. Okay, where do I begin? I begin by giving like a mini introduction. Who am I? What's my name? My name is Oluwa Toby Loba Badijo. But you can call me Toby. Everybody calls me Toby, right? How old am I? I can't tell you my age for future purposes, but I'm old and I'm young at the same time. I'm the only girl in my family. I have 2 younger brothers who I love so much but are really annoying. Yeah. I think that's all you need to know as far as I'm concerned. So now let's get to the question. Someone said, where have you been? My dear, I've been I've been everywhere and nowhere. Like, I've been all over the place and I've been in one place. That doesn't make any sense, but it makes sense at the same time. Why am I speaking like this? Okay, where have I been? I don't even know how to describe it. Okay, I think what happened was beginning of the year when I came back and I was like, oh my God, we're back and we're better. Welcome to 2023. We have I had so much excitement. I had actually recorded like 5 episodes and I only put out 1 beginning of the year. So I don't remember what happened. I haven't recorded an extra 1 when I went on a trip with my girls. Was a work trip actually, but my girls were there, so that's it. Just take it as trip on my girls trip. That's why I saw it as. So I recorded 1 that was like 7. So what even happened? I changed my phone, and then in the process of changing my phone, in my head, I thought I transferred everything. And then the ones that I didn't, pardon me, the ones I didn't transfer to my phone, I sent it to my Gmail. So in my head, I actually thought I'd made the transfer until it was time to put out a new episode. And then I was like, where are my documents? Where are my files? And then it really got to me. And then I was not able to access my Instagram account for a long time. I was really sad. Oh my gosh. I think I just got it this March. Yeah, beginning of March. That's when I got the Instagram account back. Like, a lot was happening. And then I had a lot from work. I had a lot, like, personal-wise. Because I was trying to create content. Like, February. Like, I created content back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back. I mean, it wasn't easy, though, balancing a 9-to-5. My 9-to-5 was demanding. Like I've cried several times. I've been stressed, I've been exhausted, I've gone to bed hungry, I've gone to bed late, I wake up early trying to do work. And it's something that I actually enjoy doing too. And then if you know me, you know I thrive under pressure. But sometimes in the midst of thriving, I'm a crybaby, right? So yeah, I think that should answer your question. So coming back really took a lot of courage, it really took a lot on me. And I was like, you know what, Toby, it's about time you show up. Like, you started the year, you ended last year on a good note. You cannot just start the year and be mid. Like, you have to, if you want to do something, do it well. That's what my mom says, whatever is worth doing, do it well. So I was like, you know what, let's even start small. You don't have to do basic things. So yeah, I think that answers your question. Someone said, I heard a rumor that you were featured on someone's album. Is that true? How do I answer this question? I won't call it a feature. Like I said, I think I said this last year. Like, I'm prioritizing collaboration over competition. And I'm looking to collaborate with as many people as I can. Right, that I know that, like, our morals and values align, of course. Like, I can't just go and collaborate with anybody, of course not. So my friend reached out to me and was like, oh Toby, I'd like you to do this thing for me for my album, some. I'm not gonna tell you the person. I feel like you already know the person, but whatever it comes, I don't worry me, I'll go share that at the internet. I'll say, hey guys, I miss high music, go and listen to the music that I do, help my friend to feature insight. Anyways, so yeah, he reached out to me and was like, oh Toby, I have this thing coming up, I'd like you to feature in it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I feel so honored. Like, I actually feel so honored. Like, if you know how, like, I was so excited about it. Ah, well, I was so excited. So the next question says, what's your favorite food? If I'd asked me this question like a few years back, I'd have told you my favorite food is jollof rice with plantain and chicken or fish. But right now, I don't think I have a favorite food. My favorite food, it do usually change if I like something. Well, okay, I think a food that I know that I can never get tired of, even though I won't consider it my favorite food, but it's just one I can never get tired of: bread. Oh, holy ghost. Ah, Shatalada band. Bread. Hot, soft bread. Chai. You're not gonna pay with akara. Hot, fresh akara. That's enough for today. But I don't have a favorite food. I like different foods, but I'm also a picky Tasha. I don't like seafood. Don't come for me. But I don't like seafood. I don't know if people say seafood. Especially in Tamar de crab. Killer in no crab girl. Anyways, yeah. So the next question, it says, who's my celebrity crush? I don't have a celebrity crush. I didn't do all the celebrity crush. I don't have a celebrity crush. Nah, I don't. I don't like a lot of people, let me not lie. I don't like a lot of people, so it takes a lot for me to like you, right? So, yeah, I don't have a celebrity crush. Okay, someone also asked, what is my profession? Ah, Emi Pota is Pota. Okay, so what's my profession? I am a social media manager. Oh, I can't even say I'm just a social media manager. I'm more like a content manager. Or content like my LinkedIn. But you go and check my own LinkedIn at Oluwatunblababarijo. I'm a content management specialist. Under it, I do content management. I do content creation. I do social media management. I'm also a digital marketer. Like I said, Hins Potter. Hey, Oluwa Yoruba, don't come for me today. Like I said, importer, exporter. That's who I am. That's what I do. Yeah, so my 9 to 5, I'm actually like I said, a content management specialist. I don't want a big gamma, but yeah, that's what I do. By the side, I am a baby photographer / videographer. I said baby because I'm not perfect. I'm still working. I'm still learning. I'm still grinding. I'm also like a baby content creator because I do try once in a while, like small. Yeah. But yeah, I think generally that's what I do. Oh, I also, like I said, importa exporta. I also do like proofreading for people. I haven't done it in a while because last time I didn't really enjoy the service. Like the person rather. So yeah. For now, that's what I remember, and I'm going to be soon to be see he who, yeah, you heard me. Anyways, but yeah, that's my profession, and I'm also looking to go into like data analytics like later, but I don't know yet. But let's see how it goes. Then someone said, "Who is my number one inspiration?" That's who is my number one. Okay, I'm going to take these two questions in one. Who is my number one inspiration and what is my biggest drive? Right, so I think to answer my biggest drive is that I get back in. You know that song? I walk with God the Father, I walk with God the Son, I walk with God the Spirit. Three of them join again, fucking ooh. I know they walk alone. Yeah, I get back in my Victoria Orenzi. That is my biggest drive, literally, because even the Bible says I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That is one scripture that I ride with a lot, because I get tired and I have this bad habit of starting and not finishing, which is something that I'm working towards, like, you know, improving. And I know I've become a better person. And I know that I've not done it on my own. It's only been God. So I think that's my biggest drive. Knowing that no matter what I set my heart to do, like, I have God's backing. Well, as long as I seek his face, first of all. But yeah, that's one of my biggest drives. Then who's my number one inspiration? I don't really know. I don't think I have, like, a person as an inspiration. Right. So I know there are a lot of people that I admire. Like, I admire their work. And then I'm kind of person, if I admire your work, I can actually, like, go and look through your work, go through your content, your, like, some of the things you've done. And if I do like it, and I see that, okay, is there something I can do that's along these lines? Or is there something I can do better? That's something I would also, like, try to do. But I don't think I have one person that's, like, my number one inspiration. Aside from my family, right? And my friends. Oh, my gosh, my friends. My friends, this is why they say choose your friends wisely, because if you don't have friends that support you, throw them in the dustbin. My friends are the most supportive people I know, like my close friends. Like, they'll literally sit me down and say, oh, Toby, what do you want to do? And I'll tell them, okay, this is what I want to do. And they'll go through my content, go through my stuff, and they'll be like, okay, you can make corrections. And I'm learning like constantly to be able to take corrections, right? So if you correct me on something, I'm open to corrections, even though it will pay me. Like, the truth is bitter. I mean, I dish out the truth hot. Like, my friends used to tell me that I am too blunt and I don't know how to, like, sugarcoat things. It's not my fault, but I just like telling people things as they are. even though sometimes I know that I should sugarcoat it, but I feel like if everybody else is sugarcoating it, why should I do it? Like, why should I try to make you feel better? That sounds really harsh, but if you look at it, it's a good thing. Well, sometimes it depends on the situations too, Sha. I can't, like, there's some situations that I won't actually tell you, oh, you're wrong, right? But when I know that, okay, everything is calm and all of that, and you come to me genuinely to ask me for my honest opinion, I will tell you, this is my honest opinion, right? If you want to take it, fine. If you don't want to take it, that's fine. But I'd really like give just honest opinions. So, yeah, have good friends. And then my family, my mom has also been, like, one of my biggest supporters. I know this shifted from inspiration to supporters. And that's because I don't know, I get inspiration from everywhere. Yeah, literally. I get inspiration from everywhere, everyone. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I really enjoyed the episode, and thank you so much for those that sent the questions. Thank you so much. Please don't forget to share. Don't forget to share with all your family and friends. Let your friends know about the Vibe Residency podcast. I know that we've been sleeping. I know that we've not really like had word out and all of that, and I'm really sorry about that. But please, I can't do it on my own. That's why I have you guys. Please. Like, I'm literally begging you. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you stayed to the end, you guys are the real OGs. Like, I love you so much. So much. Anyways, thank you so much for the episode. Thank you for listening to the episode. And I'll see you in the next episode.